We have a couple other experts in house today, and one is Brigadier General Michael Stone, who is the Assistant Adjutant General for Installations in the Michigan Army National Guard, here to talk about a big conference coming up.
We have our North American Cyber Summit coming up here in Detroit at Cobo Hall, and the 17th of the month.
That's right.
We're 2 weeks out. But we're looking forward to that, and I'm sure we're going to get into it a little more detail.
We will get into much more detail on that.
And I think the first Cyber Summit, we called it kind of the Michigan Cyber Summit or something, and then we said, wait a minute, if the North American International Auto Show could be at Cobo Hall, we could have the North American International Cyber Summit, right?
Absolutely. Actually, that was Governor Rick Snyder's idea, and he kind of took us back kind of raised the bar a little bit on all of us working on that project, and it will be international this year, absolutely.
Well, fantastic. And there have been people that came from Israel and other places where they do an awful lot of cybersecurity.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and you know, the Michigan National Guard's partnered with the country of Latvia.
Mm-hmm.
So we've dialed in Latvia before. This year we'll have Latvia and Estonia playing in the Michigan Cyber Range during the event. I didn't check the list, but I think our Israeli friends are back. And we're working on some British and Canadian friends right now, too. So
how many countries you think in total that you can have this year?
I think conservatively we'll have a half a dozen.
Cool.
So the auto show has concept cars. Do you have concept viruses for us to install on our phones?
Ones. There's real world ones, right?
I'll defer to Dr. Joe Adams at Merit for that, because he's usually that guy dreaming up that stuff to play in the cyber range so you can launch some of that malware and do that fun stuff.
Right now, we want to focus on something a little further down the month, but a huge international event, and that is the North American International Cyber Summit. And with us right now to talk about that is General Mike Stone. Mike, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Now, this happens every year, and this is the month for cybersecurity, right? October.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we usually try to peg it around that month for obvious reasons. And, you know, we've moved it around a little bit because in the past we've had some senior officials from DHS come in, and, you know, we were trying to move the dates around to accommodate folks. But this year it's on October 17th at Cobo Hall, and we're excited.
And it's actually relatively inexpensive. It's, $74, I think, you could go to
Michigan.gov /cybersecurity. And I apologize, I don't have the dollar figure right in front of me, but it's right there on the web. Again, Michigan.gov /cybersecurity. And I do believe it is around $75 and includes your lunch and all that good stuff. And a full day of cyber activities.
Well, it sounds like they're looking at the breakout groups that you have. What's the theme this year?
Well, you know, the theme that one is you're going to hear from Governor Rick Snyder, and I'm confident he's going to start talking about Planet M and mobility. You know, mobility, we heard it earlier, and cyber are crashing together in everything that we do. Mm-hmm. That is going to be a theme coming from him. But another theme that you're going to get is, you know, we're bringing in the chief of the National Guard Bureau. He's General Lingell, 4-star general, Air Force, is on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's going to come in and talk, and then we have a follow-up group. We're bringing in the Adjutant General from New Hampshire, who is the chair for the General Officer Steering Committees for cyber across the nation. But really, you've got that state police, state CIO, National Guard response. You know, if the deliberate cyber attack, how do we respond? How does local, fed, state work together? That's another big thing that you have here. We have a panel of state CIOs, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, you know, will be well represented in that panel. And then, you know, we're bringing in AT&T has got Terry Hecht coming in, Director of Strategy and Security. So I think you're going to hear a lot of the government. But the other big theme is youth. We have a high school competition going on. So that is new. That's something we've always wanted to lean into. And you look at the state cybersecurity strategy, you know, it has to start K through 12. But we've seen a big growth this last year with the high school cyber patriot teams popping up across the state. We doubled the number in the state. So we've decided that we're going to use the Michigan Cyber Range. I'm going to have a high school competition. And so, you know, in the future, what we're going to see is this exponential growth of bringing the youth in. And we're debating for future years whether or not it becomes its own event that's just at the same time, because we think the potential and the demand that we're getting there out on the street from high school programs is exploding.
We should mention you brought your own high school member here. Your daughter Libby is with you. Hi, Libby. Libby, you're just quickly, Libby, move up to the microphone there. Yeah, you're a junior, I understand?
Yep.
At tell us a school.
Well, my high school is called Grand Blanc High School.
Mm-hmm.
And my homecoming is coming up.
Oh, I tell you, that's big events.
Yeah,
very, very big
events. It all starts next week.
All right.
I love it.
Maybe, matter of fact, Libby has a question for you, Cal, but we're going to get her to ask that a little later on in the program. But right now, let me go back to you, General. And one of the things I want to ask is, how well are we playing together? And that may sound facetious, but
oh, no.
One of the problems in the past has been there have been all these different levels of defense, and the problem has been, are we speaking the same language? Are we communicating with one another? Are we really playing well together?
Well, in cybersecurity, Michigan is unequivocally a national leader in working mm-hmm. together at the local, state, and federal level. Governor Rick Snyder is co-chair of the National Governors Association for Cybersecurity. We published the nation's first state cybersecurity response strategy. We have 23 states that have sought our advice on how to structure state government and cyber response. And, I mean, that all goes back to Rick Snyder's background. And,
that's right.
Yeah, and I'm
president
absolutely.
Of Gateway and seeing this problem in the future. We are working regularly with U.S. Cyber Command, NSA, we have enjoyed a great ecosystem in Michigan, but other states have a long ways to go. And we do have Michigan State Police works great with the FBI, all the way up to the NCIC, the National Cybersecurity Intelligence Center in Washington D.C. But as a nation, we got a long ways to go. We really do, and it really it all. Disasters and all incidents start local and end local.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And the Guard understands that. And the National Guard has got a unique role that we've got a state role and a federal role, and we can go into both worlds. We can have those top secret clearances and understand what's going on with Cyber Command, and then we go back to the local level, work with state police and local authorities. So I'm very confident Michigan is, and you'll hear that from other people from other countries and states at the summit about what a leader Michigan is in this. However, as a nation, this is a long fight. Yeah. And bringing industry into it and bringing the sectors into it and the critical infrastructure protection, looking at Planet M and mobility, you know, the big three are working and focused on this
Everybody is.
But it's huge. The exponential
and
growth and
getting it all to work well together, I bet it's a huge challenge.
And that's really what the Cyber Summit, you're going to learn a lot if you come, mm-hmm. right? But it's also a kind of a celebration of how well all of the different units, the different players within the cybersecurity fabric are all working together. Now, you know, that's public and everybody can come to that. There's actually a tabletop exercise the following week that's invitation only. I know that the people aren't invited, but it's just another way that all of these groups are all working together all of the time, trying to just stay ahead of the bad guys, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we work with different sectors at the state level and the tabletop level. We were one of the first states, I think the first state, to do a state tabletop cyber exercise and been doing them every year.
Yep.
And we're inviting sectors in. We actually bring partners that I cannot name on the air with us to U.S. Cyber Command mm-hmm. annually for exercises. Only a handful of states get invited in, and we bring some of our partners in government and from industry with us to Cyber Command at a secret level to work on national level exercises. And Michigan is invited to sit down and role play for the governors and states at Cyber Command on a regular basis at representing the entire country.
Yeah, and as a public, we don't need to know everything that's going on. In fact, we don't want you to say that on the air, right? We just want to, you know, we just need to feel comfortable.
We want to sleep well at night.
That you are doing all of this, and that's wonderful.
Cal, did you have a question?
Well, not necessarily a question, but it's a good idea when he brought up the fact about the price for the summit, which is $74, just like the general said. But if you happen to be a student, the price is only $49. And teachers out there, this would be a great field trip for kids
That's
who are
right.
aspiring into the IT-type fields. Maybe a nice, benevolent company out there might be able to, you know, do some scholarships for this one-time summit. So check around, see what's available out there. Mm. But it'll be a great field trip on October 17th.
And I think that it's not just high school students, right? Or is it just high school students? I wonder if they would give the college students.
I'm thinking of LTU, Lawrence Tech, and some of those places like that.
The notation says discount is $49 for students. So if you've got student ID, I guess you're good to go.
So I'm thinking of a gentleman that's standing right behind me that is in engineering at MSU in computer science with a cybersecurity emphasis. Justin, are you going to maybe attend this?
I probably will, yeah.
You better.
Way
That's
to go.
Justin Baker,
way to go,
by the way.
Son.
In this case, it's a little nepotism. We'll be happy to take that. By the way, we've been talking with General Mike Stone. He is going to be part of the North American International Cyber Summit. It's going to take place on October the 17th at COBOL. And it is going to be fantastic, something to watch very carefully. We're going to have more information that will be available through our website as well.
And Libby Stone is going to stick around with us.
You're going to stick around to ask a question later on. All right.